Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
NASCAR champion, Mr. Ryan Blaney, driver of the 12 car. Fresh off a trip, Ryan, down to Mexico City. Man, hope you're doing well. How did the trip down to Mexico go? It looked like a lot of fanfare down there.
Yeah, it was a fun weekend, honestly. And, you know, I thought the track put on a great race. A lot of kind of unknowns, obviously, when you go to a place, you know, a track for the first time and just trying to learn it, you know, through the weekend and then getting a little bit of a curveball thrown our way with it raining at the start of it and not making any laps in the wet before. But I thought that was fun. It's like, how do you learn under fire like that? You know, how do you and your team and me as a driver, like, how do you get the most out of your car after not making any laps in practice in the wet and just throwing on rain tires? And like, all right, well, here we go. I don't know how to drive this place in the wet. So you just learn, you know, as you're in it. And, but I thought it was great. It was a fun weekend. The fans out there were awesome. It was so cool to meet everybody, you know, through the weekend, you know, day of the race, stuff like that. It was a lot of people, have maybe never seen a cup race before. You know, I met a lot that maybe it was their first race in general, but I also met a lot that were huge fans of the NASCAR Mexico series. So they're already motorsports fans. It was cool that they could come, you know, see us compete, and it was neat for us, you know, to compete for those folks. So it was a good weekend, and you know, but now it's turning the page and moving on to Pocono.
Well, before we do that, and look, I got to admit to you, Bo and I are both massive NASCAR fans. I've followed your career for a long time, so we're excited to have you on. There's something you said, Ryan. I think it was 10 or 11 years ago, the old 12 questions with Jeff Gluck. And I think about this every single time. And I thought about it watching the race at Mexico where you guys drive through the stands. You said something to Jeff Gluck about it had to have been at least 11 years ago. You said if you could design a racetrack, that you would design a road course, but it would have 20-degree banking. I swear, since you said that, I have thought about nothing like that. And then all of a sudden, when you guys go to Mexico City and you have such a unique track like that, where are we at on the 20-degree Texas-style banking on the road course? You're a champion now. I feel like you can pull some strings.
Yeah, you know, that's funny that you brought that up, because I did another 12 questions with Gluck this past weekend, and he brought that up. He's like, you know, 10, 12 years ago, this is what you said. He's like, is your answer still the same? I was like, yeah, man. Like, yeah, that'd be a cool racetrack. You know, have like a super long, well, I mean, gosh, Mexico City had it. You know, like their front straightaway is like 30 feet shorter than Talladega backstretch, right? So just a massive, massive straightaway. But then I think that'd be cool to have that straightaway and then into like a Talladega style banking. I think that'd be super cool. So yeah, I think my track layout design is still the same. If I ever can, you know, if I hit the lottery and can build a racetrack, I think that'd be still the way to go.
2023 NASCAR Cup champion Ryan Blaney joining us here on the Morning Shift. You know, you're going, I believe this week, to Pocono. That's a place where you got your first actual Cup Series win. And you really, you had to fight for that one. I remember watching that, you and Kyle Busch, you and Kevin Harvick, y'all kind of battled that out. What was that like in that first victory, battling those two Cup champions for your first Cup win?
Yeah, super cool. That was you know, a special day, obviously, and something you never forget is your first, you know, win in any series, honestly, and especially your first cup win. Yeah, it definitely wasn't the most relaxing end of the race. You know, having to battle, you know, Kyle Busch there for the lead, and then I get the lead. I'm like, okay, I think I got smooth sailing to the end. The next thing I know, Harvick is just breathing down my neck, and it's like, all right, don't make a mistake now and give this thing away and miss out on a big opportunity. So I go back and see highlights of that race every now and then. It brings back some good memories, you know, of that day, that evening, just being able to celebrate with your, you know, your team that go to, you know, war with you every single week. And so, yeah, that was a fun day, and you'll never forget those first ones. And it was, you know, makes it special every time you go back to that place. And it was cool to win there again last year, you know, 7 years later from the first one. And we'll try to do the same thing again. We'll try to repeat it.
Ryan, Mike told you, you know, we're massive NASCAR fans. I noticed, I'm assuming you post it on Spotify as well, but I always see it on Instagram. You post like a screenshot of your playlist for each track. Like, how do you come up with that playlist? Because you're a big Whiskey Myers guy. We're big Whiskey Myers guys. We listen. We were here. They came to Atlanta. We went. You've always seems to have some kind of variation of a Whiskey Myers type band. How do you come up with that playlist before each race?
Yeah, the Spotify playlist is something that we've been doing, you know, the last couple of years, and it's kind of a combo between myself and Justin, you know, a guy who works for me and buddy of mine, and we just kind of we try to do songs, you know, whether it's new ones that kind of I hear through, you know, the past week or month, or it's kind of bands from that area of where we're going, or maybe they sing about that area of where we're going. So it's just kind of a unique thing. It was his idea. Honestly, I can't really take credit for the idea, but it's been really fun because I hear people, you know, like you guys come up and be like, man, I like the playlist. I really got to enjoy this band because of this playlist or things like that. And it's just a fun way to discover new music. You know, so I, like you said, Whiskey Myers, those guys are awesome. One of my favorite, you know, bands and artists out there. You know, so it's been fun to get to know those guys. They're huge race fans too. So it's fun when kind of worlds can collide like that of, hey, I'm a fan of your stuff. And they're like, yeah, I'm a fan of what you do too. And you just create this relationship that way. And I go try to see them every time I can. If the stars align and I can go see those guys perform, they put on, they're one of the best live shows, honestly, that I've ever seen. So yeah, the playlist is fun. I'm happy people like it. And it's always fun to throw some new stuff on there.
Ryan Blaney, driver of the number 12 car, hanging out with us today on the morning shift, previewing the Quaker State 400 available at Walmart down at the newly dubbed Echo Park Speedway. That'll be a Saturday night race. I'm assuming, Ryan, that you enjoy the night racing. Obviously, with it being Saturday night down at Echo Park Speedway next weekend, it's a little bit different. It is a drafting-style track. What do you expect to be different this time around as opposed to back in February? It's always an exciting race down at Echo Park Speedway since the redesign, but what do you think is going to be different this time around specifically in regards to this track?
Yeah, it always does, you know, put on an exciting show. And, you know, I feel like a place is super tricky because, you know, since the repave, you know, a few years ago, the track changes every time we go back, you know, it just ages every single time. And so now, right, honestly, the handling gets worse and worse every time we go there. So it's how do you balance that out of like, since it's a drafting track now, it's like, how do you balance the drag versus downforce side of it. So I feel like every time we go back, that's always the play. It's like, all right, how much grip do we think it lost from the previous race to now? And how do we set our car up? Like, do you tune a little bit more downforce in it to where you can be more aggressive? Or hey, you know, you don't want to put too much downforce in it because now you're too slow in the draft. So it's always that little balance. And it's just the unknown of that place. How much grip it loses every single time. That's really tough. But now you add in, right, it's Saturday night. All right, the track's going to be cooler. It's going to have a little bit more grip than what we think. So how do you adjust to that? But it is going to be warm. You know, Saturday night, it's going to be warm here in June. So I love that place. It's a ton of fun. And it's not your typical drafting track like a Daytona Talladega. Like, handling is way worse than those places. I feel like there's more areas to make moves. And if your car is handling well, you can actually drive from the back to the front, as opposed to it's a little bit tougher at like Talladega Daytona. So I look forward to going there. We've ran really good there. I'd like to win at that place. I won there before the repave. And we've been close a couple times. I think we run second there by 4 inches, you know, a couple years ago. So hopefully we can find our way to victory lane because that place is so much fun. Fans there are great. And it always puts on a good show, like y'all said.
There you have it. That's part one of the interview from myself and Squidbilly and Mr. Ryan Blaney.
Yeah. Now, you know, I wasn't going to let this go. Like, we couldn't just fit in like a 10-minute span. That was like a 20-minute interview.
I kept looking at Bo going, hey, we gotta let this guy go. We've had him on the phone for 20 minutes.
Is it one of those things they told you, like, you've got 10 minutes, and then you just kind of kept on asking questions?
Yeah. No, but so at one point, Mike goes, yeah, we kind of got a light last thing for you. I go, yeah, I mean, I got some rapid-fire questions. But I did when we interviewed Joey Logano, We interviewed him, and then we had him a second time. And I'm not a big Joey Logano fan at all. In fact, I'm just now starting to say his name again, and that's because he's been nice to us in interviews. But Mike was absent on the second one. I did it myself. And this was back, I think, in like, what, February?
Yeah, I think it was.
Allie, I kept him for so long that his PR person said, all right, this has got to be the last one.
Really?
Because we're talking NASCAR. He gave me some parental advice.
There you know. Go.
So, like, we were just having a conversation.
Yeah.
So.
Did you hear the tension in Bo's voice when he was talking, like his first question to Ryan Blaney?
I could just hear the importance and the care you were putting into making sure you got it all out immediately.
Yeah, there you go.
Showed him the respect and the fandom that you have for him.
A little auctioneer vibe there.
It's adorable, though, because it shows how much you cared about talking to Ryan Blaney, and I completely understand that. I've talked to people that way before when I'm a huge fan.
What's the most starstruck you've ever been? Like, it doesn't have to necessarily be an interview. Like, you ever just meet somebody and you're like, oh, dear God.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I feel like Blake Shelton was just, and I expected him.
Reasonable.
Because he can be a little, not snippy, but sarcastic and jokey. He's quick. And so I was a little bit on guard, and he was just so warm and welcoming.
That's awesome.
I didn't expect that.
That's awesome. Huge fan of his as well. I was that way, and this wasn't in a media capacity, but the first time I ever met Bobby Bowden was at a hostess stand at a Cracker Barrel in Birmingham, which is just
random.
So random, but also spot on for Bobby Bowden. And he was in, like, you know, a nice suit, and he was, I don't know if he was coming back from church or something like that, and he had an event. He was honoring Nick Saban later that night in Birmingham, but I wasn't going to say anything to him. And I was walking out with a couple of my college teammates. I was already in the NFL, and I was exiting the Cracker Barrel, and the most Bobby Bowden thing you've ever heard in your life, he looks at me and points at me and goes, well, dadgum, son, who do you play football for?
Oh, that's cool.
And I stopped in my tracks. And guess what the only word that I got out of my mouth was, Falcons? And then I just looked at my friends. I was like, y'all are going to have to talk because starstruck. I'm tongue-tied at this point. So, yeah, Bobby Bowden was that way. I was kind of that way with Chipper Jones, too. But
I think with Chipper, I wouldn't. He came in the studio a few times. I wouldn't interact with him at the old radio station. And then I had to bring him up one day and – he was, like, really cool to me, and I was like, oh, man, this is, like – and I've obviously texted with him. I got the coolest thing ever. I'll tell this. When Smoltz and Chipper, they went in different times, but when they both got elected into the Hall of Fame, the Baseball Hall of Fame, I had booked both of them guys numerous times.
Mm-hmm.
And so I texted them both. Like, when that time was like, hey, Bo Morgan said radio, I think I was with – this station for one of them and maybe the other one for the other. And I just said, you know, so where I was, like, you've had them on your show. Growing up in Atlanta, huge fan. I just wanted to say congratulations. They both responded. And that was really cool for me. I also texted Anthopoulos when he made the three trades in 2021. We had just had him on the show. And right before the trade right after the trade deadline. So that happened, it passed. And then he came on later that afternoon when I was doing Dukes and Bell, I was producing. So I would interact with Alex and I just text, and that more than I do now, and I just text him and goes, dude, said who I was. He goes, yeah, I know. And I was like, dude, I love these trades. I hope they work. And I remember that to this day.
I hope they work. He's like, me too, dude. And me, like, too.
And obviously they did. So I've had some cool moments, but I do remember real quick. I do remember seeing Chuck Liddell at a Super Bowl party in 2010 in Dallas. And meets me and my buddy Evan, who lived in Dallas at the time. And we walked by and Chuck, like, brushed shoulders with me. And I was like, Iceman!
Yeah.
Because I'm a big UFC guy. And
I just shoulder checked Chuck Liddell. I just pushed him, like, into the boards.
He's like, are you gonna say something to him? And I was like, no.
Yeah. That's going to do it for us here on The Morning Shift today. Hope you guys enjoyed the show. You can catch back up on all the things we talked about today. We got through the first 10 of the top 20 most important players for the Atlanta Falcons. A lot of fun today. You guys can keep up with all the latest in Atlanta sports on the Odyssey app, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hope you guys have a great holiday tomorrow. We'll be right back at you. Same time, same place, as always, 6 a.m. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, and
stay cool, Atlanta.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.